Hello, welcome back to yet another edition of Mr. Jeffrey On's World History Podcast. For episode 29, we will be discussing the making of industrial societies. Some key themes to keep in mind and probably study up on would be patterns of industrialization, how industrialization affected society, and the global effects of industrialization. If you listen to today's podcast and you have any questions regarding what we've discussed, feel free to contact us at 321-804-APWH or by emailing mrjeffreyon@gmail.com. Beginning in Britain in the 18th century and then followed by Western Europe, North America, Russia, and Japan, the Industrial Revolution transformed life in an almost unprecedented manner. Machines driven by new, inanimate sources of power replaced traditional animal or human-labored power. The developing machine age increased worker productivity, economic specialization, and large-scale enterprise. While industrialization would in the end raise the material standards for much of the world, it also led to immense social and economic dislocation, as well as tremendous short-term suffering. Socialists such as the Utopians and the more influential Karl Marx dreamed of transforming or destroying the newly created industrial world. Beginning in Europe, specifically England, industrialization became a necessity for many countries. Several factors allowed Britain to gain the early lead in industrialization, such as high agricultural productivity, numerous skilled artisans, abundant coal and iron ore, navigable rivers and canals, advanced banking and financial institutions, and a supportive government. The increasingly capitalistic world of early modern Europe also provided an inspiration by expanding consumer demand. Events in the British cotton industry display how one technological innovation led to market pressures that in turn fueled more inventions. John Kay's flying shuttle dramatically increased the speed of the weaving process, and this increased speed supplied pressure for the fastest means of spinning thread. James Watt's invention of a general-purpose steam engine in 1765 would provide a new labor source for the Industrial Revolution. Advancements in iron and steel production supplied a foundation for this stage. These new inventions helped society by finding easier methods for production, which this had a major effect on the development of society. As the 18th century progressed, the factory system replaced the putting-out system, the traditional cottage industry, a staple of early modern Europe. Factories allowed for a much greater amount of centralization and managerial supervision than ever before. At the same time, a great gulf developed between the owner class and the workers, who had nothing more than their labor to offer. The pace and structure of factory work was dramatically different for the new urban laboring class than the more traditional agrarian setup was. Many crafts workers, best represented by the Luddites, struck back when they feared that their livelihood and lifestyle was in jeopardy. Britain would eventually lose its early leadership in industrialization as Western Europe nations such as Belgium, France, and Central European nations like Germany began to develop further and more quickly. The United States joined the competition and actively worked to lure British craft workers to relocate to North America. By 1900, the United States, backed by a plentiful supply of raw materials and a growing population, became a major industrial power. Important innovations such as Eli Whitney's use of interchangeable parts in the cotton gin and Henry Ford's introduction of the assembly line sped U.S. advancement. Corporations, and eventually monopolies, both vertical and horizontal, became staples of Western European and North American industrialization. In the long term, industrialization increased material standards around the world. World population exploded from 1700 to 1900. For example, during these years, the European population rose from 105 to 390 million, and the population of North and South America rose from 13 to 145 million. A dramatic decrease in the mortality rate played a huge role in this population jump and made up for a slowing of the fertility rate. Migration and urbanization were encouraged by rapid industrialization. In the 19th century, the urban British population increased from 20% to 75%. Unfortunately, the conditions for these workers in these huge industrial cities were deplorable. Despite these terrible conditions, millions poured into the cities from internal and transcontinental migration. 50 million Europeans migrated to the Americas during the 19th and early 20th centuries. As would be expected, the transition to the industrial urban world and the crush of an extraordinary population explosion led to profound social transformations. On the positive side, it hastened the disappearance of slavery because the market favored wage earners with at least the potential to be consumers. New social classes came into existence. Wealthy business leaders and factory owners replaced the military aristocracy. A growing middle class benefited from industrialization. The urban proletariat, the working class, formed the backbone of the Industrial Revolution. Home life was altered forever as the family was torn apart. Men were drawn away from the home and into the world of work, while women increasingly had their economic role reduced. Domesticity became their universe. Other women, however, along with children, became a cheap and compliant labor source. Industrialization eventually spread beyond Western Europe and North America. Russia, under the influence of Finance Minister Count Sergei Witte, made great strides. By 1900, Russia was the world's fourth largest steel producer, trailing only the United States, Germany, and Great Britain. In a continuing effort to compete with the Europeans and maintain national sovereignty, the Japanese also industrialized. Not every nation in the world shared equally in this period of industrial expansion. Countries like Canada, Argentina, Uruguay, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand acted initially as sources of raw material, but also eventually underwent economic development and industrialization themselves. Other countries in Latin America, Sub-Saharan Africa, South Asia, Southeast Asia remained economically dependent on the industrialized nations. That wraps up today's episode. Thanks for listening. Be sure to remember the key themes mentioned earlier. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact Mr. Jeffreon at gmail.com or call in 321-804-APWH. Special thanks to T.A. Tanner for putting this episode together. Until next time, this has been Mr. Jeffreon's World History Podcast.